Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm he's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show. And if you're a small business owner, whether you know it or not, Steve Forbes is your friend too. He's the chairman and the editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He's the author of, his new book is called How Capitalism Will Save Us, and it's outstanding. And I'm so glad he's with us. Steve Forbes, welcome back.
Jim, good to be with you. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Steve, today is the second day of the Fed meeting. They're having a two-day meeting this week for their normal rotation, and this is the second day. Today's the day that they, you know, that everybody waits with anticipation about whether what they're going to do with rates or what they're going to do with the way they handle the monetary policy. But for a long, long time now, there's not really been very much anticipation. What do you think is going to happen today?
I don't think on the surface too much is going to happen. They're not going to make headlines by having a brand new policy like stabilizing the dollar. And while they'll let QE2 expire in a few days, I think through other means they'll still keep a very liquid stance, pumping out a lot of money and having an environment that makes it very easy for the government to borrow, for bigger companies to get credit very easily, and not so easy for everybody else. So not much change at the end of the day.
So you're saying the end of QE2 will just be more of a detail than anything substantial?
Yeah, they won't be buying bonds, obviously, on the scale they were. But, you know, they own a lot of mortgages, which throws off a lot of cash each month. And they'll use that to continue to buy government securities. So, the spigot's not going to be turned off.
Well, that was one of the things I was wondering. I was wondering if the end of QE2 could wind up doing more damage than the beginning of it, than the advantages of the beginning of QE1 and 2. What do you think about that?
I don't think so. I think the markets have anticipated that the Fed is not going to make any drastic changes in its operations, even though
right.
the wording change. But the weak dollar is doing a lot of harm. It's eating away at our economy.
Yeah.
And that's why we're not creating jobs and we're not getting the kind of growth we should.
Well, and as long as the Fed keeps doing what you said that you thought they were going to do, that's going to continue to weaken our dollar, isn't it?
It is. And that's something they're simply absolutely ignorant about, happily oblivious to in their minds, is that a weak dollar means a weak recovery. And we've never had a stable, sustained expansion in this country, Jim, with a weak dollar. You can't trust
your currency.
These guys
aren't stupid, though. Steve, why are they doing this?
Well, smart people can do stupid things. And it's their theory. It's their theory of looking at the world, and their theory of the world is: you print money. That's the way you stimulate an economy. To them, it's like putting gas in your car.
Is that the same thing as saying we don't think capitalism is the answer? We think government sponsorship is the answer.
They think that capitalism is inherently flawed; that it is always running off the rails. They don't believe that the truth, which is that governments cause massive economic crises.
Yeah.
And so they think without their guidance, the world would be a much worse place, where if they packed the bags and took a permanent vacation, we'd start to see some real growth again.
So basically you're saying that if I hear what you're saying, that the Fed is kind of in the same camp as President Obama.
They're part of the problem.
Yeah.
And again, you know, if the Fed and the White House took a vacation, and before going on vacation, if Congress repealed Obamacare and some of these other abominations they passed, then right. The country would heal pretty quick.
Will the debt ceiling be raised?
The debt ceiling will be raised. The real question is, what will we get in return? Will it be just a lot of fluff, or will they do something substantive?
Yeah.
And I think the rank and file among House Republicans is getting very antsy. They're wondering, we got here, what's happening? Not much.
And they're not ready to kick. They don't want to kick the can down the road anymore. They're ready to do something, I think. In fact, when we come back, I'm going to get Steve to tell us what the current state of the Republican Party is. And as you know, he's a former presidential candidate on the Republican ticket, on the Republican Party. So he's got a pretty good a finger on that pulse. We'll do that after these messages. Steve Forbes is with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.